Well, I thank y'all for coming out tonight to our Saturday night teaching. We are continuing in our on the Beatitudes. We went through, we are finishing up tomorrow with hunger and thirst after righteousness. We went through these four of poor in spirit and mourning over our sins and what it is to be meek. And meek is not weak, meek is power. And these four that we're about to get on, they're going to go pretty quick. You say, well, how they go pretty quick when we've been on these four forever? Feels like forever, for a long time. Well, these four is directed to God, to Yahweh. And if you got these four, this is automatic. If you grab hold of meekness and poor in spirit and hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're going to know how to be merciful, pure in heart. You're going to be peacemakers. And also persecuted for righteousness' sake. Those are just, that's a gimme. If you actually grab hold of this, this is definitely going to happen. It's just, that's just how this is, how it works. So I'm excited. Hunger and thirsting for righteousness, I tell you, going back over this the second time, to understanding the words of Jesus and taking our time and going through it, I really figured out how much I needed this hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know, when you slow down, sometimes when you just slow down and take your time and go through it, it'll become real to you, more and more real to you. And I'm so thankful that this is our second go around. And even though we finish it, you know, this is something that you always can go back to, and just familiarize yourself with it. And it's so important that we do that. So in John 6:63, it said, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Such a powerful verse that our rabbi says right here. Who doesn't want life? And it is the spirit who gives life, and his words that he speaks are life. So important. And we are ring four in the Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The emptiness that fills our lives can only be satisfied in Messiah, the true righteousness. Only by hungering and thirsting after Messiah can that void, that emptiness, be filled. It's only him that can fill that void in our life. And you say, well, what about Yahweh? Yes. But what does Yeshua say? What does he say? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You have to go through me to get to the Father. The things of this world will not satisfy. Only Yeshua Messiah satisfies. So why keep messing around with things that will only cause more pain and emptiness, an offer of joy, peace and satisfaction, among many other things, is made to you in Messiah and in Messiah alone. So why? Why keep messing around with things that only cause more and more pain? And we do that. We find ourselves doing that. You know, and it's not that we, you know, we want to. It's just sometimes we get caught up. You know, sometimes we get caught up in different situations and different things. And we look to different things to fill that hole, fill that void. When the only one that can fill it is Messiah. To be hungry is not enough. I must be really starving to know what is in his heart towards me. When the prodigal son was hungry, he went to feed upon husk. But when he was starving, he turned to his father. How important is that? How powerful is that? When he was starving, he was just hungry. And when he was hungry, he was eating husk. He was in the slop, in the pen. And it was fine. when that starvation hit him, when he was really starving, he turned straight to the Father. And there's no difference from us today. You know, I've been there. I was hungry, but I had an appetite for other things. It wasn't until I really was starving that I turned back to the Father. And he was there, open arms, open arms. Luke 15 and 11 through 24. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Wasted it. Just blew it. All been there, done that. Wasted substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all there, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. After he had spent all that, you know, when the money was good, he had friends galore. The party was good. The minute all that fame went out, that mighty fame, all that fame went out, he began to want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly, mean he would long for it, he would want it, with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Can you imagine? Ain't nobody want to, somebody see you and slop down and out. Yeah, ain't nobody want to mess with you. It's when you got all that money, though, and you got nice clothes on and you're looking sharp, smelling good, colognes, you know, really, ladies' cologne. That's when, hey, you got friends galore. But when you're down in the dumps, when you're in a pig pen, you ain't got no friends. There's only one way to go, is to get out that pig pen and return back to the Father. And when he came to himself, this was my, when I read this, I can't explain what it, this like was the most favorite part of this whole thing right here, is when he came to himself. It's when he came right here. Poor in spirit, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He said, I will arise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He's mourning. First, I realized that I got to get here first. I got to come poor in spirit. I got to come to my Father and realize that I am nothing without him. I've sinned against heaven and before thee. And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. But listen, he was, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy highest servants. He didn't even want to be called his son. You're talking about mourning over your sins? That's mourning over your sins. To tell him that I'm not even worthy. Not even worthy. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. This thing's a little slow. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Listen, if that don't make you hungry and thirst, knowing that the Father, Yahweh, killed the fatted calf for us so that we can be reunited back with him, so that we can eat and be merry. If him killing that fatted calf for you and I don't make us hunger and thirst for righteousness, I really don't know what will. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. What a powerful, powerful passage of scripture that is. Because that's the same thing what he did for us. We was that prodigal son. Lost. Pig pen. I could remember being in a pig pen. The bottom. Don't know what that was. I couldn't go no further. Debt was the only thing else. Debt. But what he did, he seen me from afar off. And there he was. He said, go get the best. My son is back home. We as human beings are far too easily pleased. And it's the truth. We are far too easily pleased. We fool around with so many things that do not satisfy, things that do not and cannot fill that void and emptiness, all because we are far too easily pleased. Any little thing pleases us. We think so often that the things of this world will satisfy, when we always end up falling short of what we desire. And a lot of it is because we are not seeking the right things. Think about that. We think so often that the things of this world will satisfy. And it's so true. You know, we always think that grass is green on the other side. Always think the world's got so much more to offer than the one who created this place. When we always end up falling short of what we desire, and a lot of it is because we're not seeking the right things. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, hunger and thirst for his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All those, you won't have a voided place in your life. He'll fill every voided hole that's in your life if we seek the right things, and that's his righteousness. The joy that is offered to us, the peace that is offered to us, the satisfaction that is offered to us is unbelievable if we only could grab hold of Yeshua and his offer to be our satisfaction. John 14:27. Well, since we're in Matthew, let's just read the Matthew 11:28-30, since we're right here in Matthew already. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Joy and peace and satisfaction that only he can offer. We got to grab hold of that. Being yoked up with him is a good spot. That's who we want to be yoked up with him. We want to be yoked up with Yeshua. We don't want to be yoked up to this world. We get yoked up to this world and there's chaos, it's trouble. There's nothing good that comes out being yoked up to this world but heartaches. But not only for you, for family, for friends. It don't only just affect you, it affects others. It affect your children if you have them. It affect your wife if you're married. If you're not married, it affects your parents. Just, the list goes on and on and on. And let's not forget, if you're a church member, how it affects the members of the church. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. This is Yeshua. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Gives us peace. Not as the world, there is no peace. Turn on the news. Every channel. Every news channel. There ain't no peace in this world. None whatsoever. Only he gives us that peace. But we got to be able to grab hold of it. Oh, I had it in here. Oh, I had that one in here too. Yeshua is the only way to righteousness. I just wanted to flip through my Bible. Righteous, and his righteousness satisfies. And let's look at the woman at the well in John 4, 7 through 14, and feeding the 5,000, John 6, 26 through 35. Yeshua is the only way to righteousness, and his righteousness satisfies. John 4, 7 through 14. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yeshua said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. How are you asking me for a drink? We're not even supposed to be conversating right here, me and you. Yeshua answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of Elohim, and who it is that say to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I will give you this drink that you can get out this well. It can quench your thirst for a little while. It'll quench your thirst. But women, you have no idea of the drink I'm trying to give to you that will satisfy you for all eternity. Not just for a little while, for all eternity. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Yes. Yes, ma'am. I bet that's what he probably wanted to tell her. Yes, ma'am. I am greater than your father Jacob, and his children, and his cattle. Are you serious? His cattle? Yeshua answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Wow. I definitely want some of that water. Shall never thirst again. John 6, 26 through 35. John 6, 26 through 35. And Yeshua answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. He had just got through feeding the 5,000, just got through feeding them. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endured unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath Yahweh the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of Elohim? Yeshua answered and said unto them, this is the work of Elohim, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then? I just got through breaking the bread and the fish and feeding 5,000 of y'all right here, and you're still going to ask me, what sign showest thou then? Are you serious? What sign that we may see and believe? What doest thou work? You see that? Huh? A sign. That's all they wanted, a sign. Give me a sign. Give me a sign. Man, I just fed 5,000 of y'all. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Yeshua said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Elohim is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. That's your sign. Here I am. You want your sign? Here I am, standing right here before you. Then they said unto him, Master, evermore, give us this bread. And Yeshua said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am that bread. Come unto me. You'll never be hungry, and you believe, and you'll never be thirsty. I truly believe there is a big, important message to us as believers. In our life right now, what are we hungering and thirsting after? Where is our heart? Think about that. Right now, what are we hungering and thirsting after? Where is our heart? It is easy for us as believers to see that we are filled and satisfied when we accept the free gift of salvation. But too often, that is where hungering and thirsting stops. Once we get saved, we think, all right, this is all right, we good. That's not hungering and thirsting. But often, that's where we stop at. I'm good. That's what we think. I'm good. Many believers struggle with big areas of sin, and they try to fill a hole with something other than Yeshua Messiah. Many families have been destroyed through not hungering and thirsting after righteousness, only to end up in divorce. Many families have been destroyed through not hungering and thirsting after righteousness, only to end up in divorce. Listen, there was a time in my life that I was not hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And you know what? It was right on the very brink, end, right on the very edge of that divorce state right there. But when you get a husband and a wife that hunger and thirst for righteousness, man, let me tell you, you talk about you can impact a family. It's huge. You don't know how huge it is until you hunger and thirst for it. You get a husband and wife, your kids are going to hunger and thirst for it. The scripture tells you that. The mark of a true Christian is that he never feels he has arrived at a righteous life. What does he do? He must hunger and thirst for righteousness. Being saved, we don't arrive just by being saved. We're not there yet. We must hunger and thirst for righteousness. Listen, and this one might hit home up in here. You know, if it does, that's a good thing. Because you should have been the one trying to put this together. I'm not just saying I needed this. This is, if nobody else get anything, I'm telling you, I needed this message. Some of us sit week after week in the pews at church longing for a day in and day out satisfaction. Do we as believers hunger and thirst after righteousness? Do we? Or just we going through the motions, just coming in here? Listen, hunger and thirst after righteousness? Guess what? That's coming out like here on a Saturday night. That's showing up on Bible studies in the homes on Thursdays. That's being here on Sundays. That's hunger and thirsting for righteousness. And then pass all that. What are we doing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday? Right here. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. You say, well, I don't have time to do nothing else. Man, we got plenty of time. We have plenty of time in the day. That's, you know what, this, that we call that? An excuse. And it's so easy to make an excuse. Look, I brought this, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but I did. You know, Pastor had his little demonstration of the water and stuff. So I brought a DirecTV remote control. Huh? Because, look, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday is what we're doing. Are we hungry and thirst for righteousness? We got plenty of time for this. What's 20 minutes? What's 10 minutes? What's 15 minutes? What's 30 minutes? Start with 10. Don't worry about the 15, 20, and 30. Start with 10. Start with 5. And it'll build up, I promise you. But no, it's so easy to grab this. I needed this. I'm telling y'all, I needed this. I'm not preaching to y'all. I'm preaching to myself tonight. I'm preaching to myself because I needed this. So easy to grab this. And this right here. Oh, this right here. Boy, you can go on Facebook for hours. You go to posting and liking, and before you knew it, it's 10 o'clock. You done posting like so much. That's not hungering and thirsting for righteousness. What we're going to choose, that or right here? Or spending that just quality, not even after you read for five, spend 5 minutes of just quality time and just prayer. Oh, man, I'm telling you, that's so powerful. That's hunger and thirsting for righteousness. But yet, some of us come in here week after week. Sit here, oh, Pastor, it's good service. Man, Pastor was on fire this morning. Seen that? Oh, yeah. Song service was good. But we stood up like this. Okay, that's not hunger and thirsting for righteousness. Hunger and thirst is continual. We need to hunger and thirst. Actually, starve for righteousness in our lives. It is a day-by-day thing that is a continual part of our lives. Hunger and thirst is continual. What does that mean? Every day. Often. Not sometimes. Not just on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Let's put them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays into play. Day by day. Continual part of our lives. It's valuable to our lives. So valuable that we hunger and thirst continually. Actually starve. Psalms 145. Psalms 145, verse 1. I'm going to read that whole chapter. It's 21 verses. Since we didn't have song service, I get to read a lot. I will extol thee, my Elohim, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Extol, to lift up as in honor or praise, show exaltation and worthiness. I will extol thee, my Elohim, continually, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. That's continually. In case you didn't know, continually, day after day, that's forever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. How many think he's greatly to be praised? I think he's greatly to be praised. One generation shall praise thy works to another. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That means we're one generation, and guess what, parents? We have another generation that's coming up right behind us. Grandparents, grandkids coming up right behind us. Because, you know, some of them just got grandparents that's greatly praising the Lord, extolling Yahweh. So we need grandparents. I will speak of thy glorious honor, of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the mighty of thy terrible acts, the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They will abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Shall sing of his righteousness. Yahweh is gracious, full of compassion. Wow. So thankful he's gracious and full of compassion. So thankful. Slow to anger and of great mercy. Yahweh is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Yahweh, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of the kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Yahweh upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Yahweh upholdeth all that fall. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire. You got a desire? Hunger, let that desire be hunger and thirst for righteousness, and let him satisfy it. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways. Not some of his ways. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways. And holy in all his works. Yahweh is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Yahweh preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Day in and day out, bless his holy name. With righteousness, once we get a taste of it and hunger for it, that hunger for righteousness grows. And we should want to keep feeding that desire to satisfy our lives with righteousness. Because listen, let's not kid ourselves. Let's not lie to ourselves. If we don't keep feeding that desire to satisfy our lives with righteousness and we feed it with something else, guess what? That spiritual realm is going to die. It will die. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If we don't keep feeding it, we keep feeding it with this or this. Now, when I say with these two, I mean, if these are more than what we're doing here, then yes, that's a problem. It's a problem. And it will die. Bottom line. Try it. If I'm lying, try it. I promise you, though. You'll come back and say, you know what, Brother Josh? You was right. Because you know why? Brother Josh did it. Wasn't feeding my life with the righteousness. And look, before you knew it, it don't take long. It's going to die quick. And before you knew it, you're sitting outside the church across the highway looking over here and saying, man, where did I go wrong? How did this happen? You know? It happens that quick. We need to hunger after Elohim on a daily basis, every second of every day. Hungering and thirsting need to be vital parts of our lives, such that we cannot live without satisfying that hunger and thirst. We cannot live without it. Every second of every day. You know, he Pastor challenges with that as soon as you wake up in the morning, that 21-day challenge. As soon as you wake up in the morning, Father, I need you. The very first thing you say before your feet hit the floor, Father, I need you today. More than anything, more than yesterday. Yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. I need you today, every second. Psalms 130, verse 5 and 6. And listen, it's not, don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen like you think it's supposed to happen. You figure, okay, 21 days, I'm going to do this. I had like 3 or 4. Guess what? It didn't happen like I wanted it to happen. So you know what I had to do? I had to take baby steps. I had to start all over on my 21 again. I said, Father, forgive me. I'm sorry. Because I just thought I could have. Oh, man, these 4 things. Yeah, I could do that. No problem. No, let's start with 1, Josh. Let's do 1. You do 1. After 21 days, guess what? That 1's going to turn into 2, 3. It's going to get more and more easier. More and more easy for you to do those things. But yeah, I thought I was macho, man. I'm going to do 4. I can do 4. Yeah, right. Had to ask him for forgiveness. And he's so good. So good to us. Just start with 1, son. Don't do 4. Now, you're not macho man yet, all right? Just do 4. And you just do it. You start all over. You do it. But you do the 1 and you make sure that that 1, you do it, though. You do it. Psalms 130, verses 5 and 6. I wait for Yahweh, my soul doeth wait, and in this world do I hope. My soul waited for Yahweh more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. My soul waited for Yahweh. If you have any hunger for righteousness at all, it is Messiah who is provoking this, who is awakening this in you. He does not do this to mock you. He does this so that you will receive. He creates a hunger, a thirst for righteousness in you so that you may be satisfied for all eternity. So he creates that hunger and thirst for righteousness in you so that you may be satisfied for how long? Forever, for all eternity. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I think this is the last scripture. But of him are ye in Messiah, Yeshua, who of Elohim is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and satisfaction and redemption. And that was it. That was my last scripture. Unto him. So listen, hunger and thirst for righteousness is so important, so valuable to our lives. We need it. To sit here and think that we gonna make it without hungering and thirsting for righteousness, we're lying to ourselves. That's the bottom line. We're lying to ourselves. We're not gonna make it. If we're not putting this in our lives daily, every single day, no matter if it's a verse in the morning, it don't have to be chapters. Start with verses. A verse go a long ways. A verse can make your whole day better. 24 hours. One verse, I promise you. One verse. But we got to grab hold of this. We got to grab hold of this hunger and thirst for righteousness because we won't make it. Our spiritual man going to die. And that's a proven fact. I know. I've been there, done that. I'm not telling you that I don't know from experience. Dead. And guess what? Only him could revive it. Only him. That's what's so good about serving the Father. It's only him can fill that void that was missing. Listen, it was a void in my life. I'm talking about a void. You don't want to be around people, you don't like yourself sometimes. Go to work was a struggle. I didn't even want to go to work. That was a battle. But boy, I tell you, when you come back like from that product, like that prodigal son did, you're telling me, I'm so unworthy, I don't even want to be, just make me a servant. I don't even want to be a son. Just make me a servant. But what he does, he killed the fattest, the most healthiest lamb he had for me and you, for us. He killed that. That alone should be that drive for him. Just that. If he does nothing else, that alone should be that drive that we need. Amen. So good to us. Well, I thank y'all so much for letting me preach to myself tonight. I needed it, and I hope y'all enjoyed it, because I really enjoyed putting it together. Didn't realize how much I needed it till I started putting it together. I was like, whoa. You know, you sit back, and you're like, Father, you're going to repent, or you're going to ask him to help me be better, help me do better. I want to do better. Amen. He's so good to us. Well, thank you. Any prayer requests?